Sermon podcasts come to you from Christ Church Cathedral in the Anglican Diocese of Fredericton in Fredericton, New Brunswick, Canada. This is a version of a sermon delivered by the Dean of Fredericton, Jeffrey Hall, on the fourth Sunday in Lent, March 30th, 2025, entitled Lost and Found. Listen to podcasts by visiting the Watch and Listen tab on our website at christchurchcathedral.com. Search Christ Church Cathedral Fredericton podcasts on the web, or find us listed on iTunes, Spotify, YouTube Music, TuneIn Radio, or Podchaser podcasts. Subscribe using your favorite podcatcher. They were grumbling, saying, "This fellow welcomes sinners and eats with them." I was in getting blood work one day, and when I came out, I was talking to Kelly about the woman who had taken my blood. And I said, you know, she used to be a Lutheran, and she worshiped in the Anglican Church for a little while, hasn't been to church for a few years, on and on and on. Kelly said, "How do you spend that much time with someone and know their whole religious history?" And I wasn't dressed in a way that would make that happen, but it's very simple, actually. It's as simple as someone saying, "So what do you do for a living?" And when I tell them, then we're off. But in all fairness, you could do that too. All you need to do is say to someone who isn't that familiar to you, "I think I recognize you. Have you ever been to the cathedral?" And then you would be off. I happened to be sitting beside a fellow at the coffee shop one day, and I rarely go out for coffee by myself. It's usually about meeting someone who has asked me by my that has been asked by me, or that I've made an invitation to. But people often wonder out loud, especially if I'm dressed like this, about what I do, and like to have conversations about it. So this one day, this fellow gave almost an instant confession that he hadn't been to church for over 10 years. "I used to attend every Sunday, but," he said, "I just got tired. I listened, I tried to learn what I needed to do to get back on track with God. But in the end, I decided I just couldn't measure up. I didn't hear God telling me what I had to do, like some people seem to have, and I wandered away," he said. "And then there was the pandemic when everyone was away, and that was the best excuse of all." And he said, "I've just never been back." Well, I think there might be a parable about that. In the top 10 most recognizable parables of Jesus, right up there with the Good Samaritan and the parable of the sower, might be the parable of the lost son, the prodigal son. The word prodigal means wasteful, extravagant, foolish with resources. In Luke, the parable of the lost son comes bundled with two others: the lost sheep and the lost coin. And they all end up with a party to celebrate the finding. Luke first sets the context. Jesus is being criticized by scribes and Pharisees for eating with sinners. This fellow, they say, welcomes sinners and eats with them. And Jesus doesn't argue back. He tells three stories. Parables are tales with a twist, and Jesus told dozens of them. And the ones we know are just the ones that someone remembered to record. These three parables share a similar theme, and their meaning is very much influenced by the preceding context. This fellow welcomes sinners and eats with them. Now, let's be honest. There are characters in these stories who behave in unexpected ways. The younger son tells his father to drop dead. And we know that because that is really the only way he would get his inheritance. His father gives it to him anyway, and he squanders it all. It was all gone. And I'm always struck by those words that Luke uses when he says, "But when he came to himself." When he came to himself. What does that mean, really? Because, you know, we've been listening through Lent about the call to repent. Repentance, the Greek word metanoia, means to turn around, to change one's mind, to go in a different direction. Many people believe the job of a preacher is to offer advice about how others should change their ways to get right with God. I talk, you listen. And if it's explained clearly enough, creatively enough, to manipulate your thinking, then you'll be prodded, encouraged, threatened, or otherwise motivated toward repentance. And it's understandable that you would think that too, because we live in a self-help culture. We're taught from an early age that the ultimate goal in life is that we get to a point where we can do it all ourselves. We're a bunch of performers, overachievers, DIYers. It might seem natural that we visit church to get another assignment, to find out what we should be doing. And there's lots in the Bible about that too. Follow the better saints and you'll live a more satisfied, fruitful existence and grow into all that you were created to be. And that all seems to make sense to us. But there's something very important missing from that line of thinking. Do you know what that might be? Missing from that whole system that seems altogether logical is God. If we can do it all ourselves, we don't need God. And so there's a low-level, under-the-radar atheism identified centuries ago called righteousness by works. That there is somehow salvation through what you do and how you behave. That's why some people go to worship. Because it makes sense. Doing the right thing pays a reward. Doing the wrong thing brings punishment and guilt. So how do the lost sheep, the lost coin, and the lost son fit in? We often mistakenly think that parables must be about us. We identify with the characters, but parables are not about us. Parables are about God. What provides the twists in parables is that we literally can't predict how they will end. And when they do end, they don't make any sense. How many of you taking care of 100 sheep or cats or dogs or alligators or whatever would leave 99 of them to look for one? Congratulations, 25 others wandered away while you were gone. How many of us would do a deep clean of our house only to find one lost coin? Hardly worth the effort, I would say. Borrow one, for heaven's sake. You who are fathers, or mothers, for that matter. How many would reward the bad behavior of your youngest? Because here's the thing. Luke says about the prodigal son, when he came to himself. When he came to himself. And what does that mean? Well, we're told he rehearsed his speech. It was the growl of his belly that brought him home. There's no evidence whatsoever that he was sorry for what he had done or that he had any more respect for his father than before. He was desperate, broke, hungry, and he had very little choice. His father, seeing him from a distance, ran to meet him, welcomed him with open arms and kissed him, and a feast. Now that should burn you, because it does me. These stories are not about conventional wisdom. These parables have nothing whatsoever to do with more efficient agricultural practices, better housekeeping habits, or how to be a better or more effective parent. That's because those parables are not about us. They're about God. They make no sense at all if we're looking in them for logic and good advice. What's found there is God. And in each parable, we learn a little more about what God is like. And these ones all end with a huge party. That fellow who wandered away doesn't know that yet. God is looking for him, and there's a party waiting for him. All of us here are here not because of who we are and what we have done, but because of who God is and what God has done and is doing. Because God has miraculously found a way to find us. Amen.
Christ Church Cathedral is located at the corner of Church and Brunswick Streets in Fredericton, New Brunswick. We're always pleased to welcome visitors and guests. For information on programs and worship times, visit ChristChurchCathedral.com. Send us a message by email at office@ChristChurchCathedral.com or contact the church office by phone Monday to Friday, 9 to 12 noon at 506-450-8500. We'd be pleased to have you visit.